RealtyTrack calls itself the leading online marketplace of foreclosure properties. As such, it closely monitors the nation's housing market and releases regular reports. Just out is the RealtyTrack mid-year report, and the picture it paints is not a pretty one, particularly for Florida. That report shows 10 of the top 20 metro foreclosure rates during the first half of the year were in California. Florida had 4 of its big cities in the top 20 metro foreclosure list. In fact, all 14 of the Sunshine State's metropolitan areas fell within the top 100 foreclosure locations. And with the exception of Fort Myers and Daytona Beach, which saw a small drop in foreclosures so far this year, the numbers were up everywhere else in Florida. Orlando foreclosures up by 44%, 47% in Tampa-St. Pete. Tallahassee up almost 130%. Melbourne Titusville a stunning 134% increase. Anthony DeMarco, Executive Vice President for Government Relations with the Florida Bankers Association, says no one should be surprised that Florida remains a hotbed of foreclosure activity.
You have the economy and unemployment is still up there, and that leads to foreclosures.
But DeMarco also points out that some, if not many, of the foreclosures counted in this report may have already been in the pipeline for quite a while.
With the robo-signing issue that was out there about 18 months ago, the banks did a self-imposed moratorium and went through and checked all the foreclosures, either in the system or coming in the system. That held back some.
The net effect, DeMarco says, is somewhat the same as a dam breaking on a flood-swollen river.
You have government programs where the bank willingly works with the government to try to keep people in their homes. What will happen with that was a new program comes out and the new foreclosure process basically stops to work with the government once again on these programs. All those issues combined have led to probably a new resurgence in the foreclosures.
DeMarco notes the numbers may stay high a while longer as the state's overworked and underfunded court system struggles to deal with the foreclosure backlog. But where there is pain, DeMarco says, there's also promise.
There's an opportunity there to pick up a new home if you're a first-time home buyer or you're looking for investment properties, to pick up a home, piece of property, and to live there.
And a few new homes are now being built in Florida. DeMarco says struggling contractors can pick up jobs sprucing up those properties.
I don't know anybody who's moved into a home and hasn't done one or two things to try to fix up the home. And that will lead to helping the economy of the state as a whole.
But DeMarco says that's just a short-time gain. The real turnaround, he says, will come as more Florida foreclosures get through the process pipeline.
Those states that have a quicker foreclosure process are already seeing property values starting to rise. So it's just a sign if we can get through this faster, it'll help everybody who has property nearby and the economy in general.
Meaning the latest jump in the number of Florida foreclosures could mean, ironically, that the worst may be almost behind us. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.